Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Right here, right now, I'm joined by the groovy band Coast Arcade, who are supporting Lime Cordial and bringing some beautiful musical waves to the Dunedin Town Hall tonight. So, would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hey, thanks for having us. I'm Bella, and
I'm Leo.
And we're here, yeah, doing our thing. No, thank you so much for coming in. Like, it's honestly like a privilege to have you both in the studio.
Thanks for having us. It's cool. We love Radio 1, so we're always keen to come and have a chat.
How are you feeling?
It's pre-sound check, so honestly a little bit nervous. We played a town hall for the first time over the weekend, and we played Auckland Town Hall. And that was scary but really good to do. And so this is our second ever town hall, but this time it's in Dunedin. And with Lime Cordial, which is scary.
But it's just going to be like, I feel like just such a great experience, like regardless.
I hope so. Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah.
Super stoked.
I have some friends who play music as well, and I know they also get those like pre-stage kind of like jitters and not being able to eat, like almost like dinner, because it's just like too nerve-wracking. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think you've got to force yourself to eat something. I think because we've been doing this for quite a long time now, we've got things that we know work for us now, which is quite good. But it's, you know, a lot of people will say to us like, oh, you know, you've done it so often, like the nerves must just go away, like you must not get nervous. And it's like, no, we get nervous every single time, especially for shows that we've, you know, this is new for us. Even though we've played like a bunch of like dive bar venues and we've played a couple of festivals, this is new again, and so it's each time it's nerve-wracking.
I was just going to say, give me a bit of an origin story for like how Coast Arcade was formed.
Like Coast Arcade, it's kind of a weird one. It's a hard one to explain because Leo and I were in a band for about 4 years during high school. And we did like Rock Quest together, and then that band split, and then I started a new band without Leo, because Leo was at a different high school at this point, and I started playing with Tom, who's our drummer, and a couple of other dudes. And that then kind of kept going, and then those two dudes wanted to focus on uni, and that was sweet. So then Leo came back into the fold he's now at uni. And then we've kind of had a few session guitarists, but we've recently just locked in Arlo, who plays with us. So it's kind of been a bit of a mismatch, but I think when you start a band in high school and when you're kind of young, your lives are changing and evolving so quickly that it's kind of not surprising that people have priority shifts or things that they want to do instead of being in a band, and it's just how it evolves, I guess.
Yeah. Actually, that kind of leads me into, like, do you feel like your music has evolved over time in terms
For
of...
For sure. Yeah. Yeah, I think, like, Leo and I are real good writing buddies, and so since he's come back into kind of my world and my music world, the writing has shifted again. But also, as we've just grown up, like, we listen to different music to what we listened to last week. Right,
like. Yeah, we always find new bands and stuff, and like new inspirations, things to draw from.
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to the difference between our second to last release and our last release, that's two very different genres of music, and it's like you can see like the like coming of age, I guess, in the music.
And would you say like, how would you describe your sound if you could, like, put it into, or, yeah?
Ooh, that's a tough one. It's sort of like, sort of a blend between indie and, what's like, what we used to describe as salty rock.
Salty rock. I like. It was kind of like, you know, a lot of the music we're writing at the moment is very, like, rock, alt rock based. But there's a little bit of something in there. You know, there's a little bit of sea, a little bit of sand.
Yeah, got all our little influences in there.
Yeah, it's nice. A weird little mishmash.
Yeah, no, because I honestly, I've been like listening to, you know, a couple of songs, and I feel like I was kind of finding it a little bit difficult to kind of describe you as like one particular sort of genre, because I feel like, yeah, you've got like a little bit of sand, a little bit of salt, a little bit of like grit and some like, you know, it's just like, it's a really nice, like, all-encompassing sort of,
that's
like, feel.
Which, yeah, like, yeah. We're trying to kind of narrow down into a little bit of a genre-specific, just to like we'd rather be really good at one thing than kind of trying to do everything. But it's also, you know, if you write a song and it's good, you release the song, right? Like, you don't go, oh, I'm not going to release that really good song because it's pop or it's jazz or it's whatever. If it's a good song, it's a good song.
Yeah, and like, gotta feed the audiences, you know?
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
And what brought you to creating music? Like, have you always been really interested in it?
It's like, it's a long story, but I think probably since year 9, that's when things really just sort of took off, when I started learning guitar and soon after bass. In fact, in me and Bella's old band, I was actually in keys at the very start, which was quite funny. And then I switched to bass, and that's when I started to sort of write music. And we kind of, I think Bella was writing music way before. But I think when I started, it was definitely a very collaborative process with Bella. Like, I just remember lockdown, us like sending demos back and forth, and it was super fun because we'd, you know, like, you know, change things and then be like, oh, that's really cool, but you know, maybe we can change that and we can cut that down a little bit. And it was such a cool process to write music with someone else. So
it was a cool time. Like, Leo and I's backgrounds in music and influences are super different. So Leo would come to me with like these like huge, like really long instrumental, like heavy rock, almost metal type songs, and then we'd kind of work together to turn them into kind of slightly more indie rock pop vibes, and it worked for a while. There were a couple of times it like maybe didn't
work. You're ruining the song.
You should get my 8-minute drum solo, man. But no, now we've got a real refined process, and I think we're a lot more on the same page because it's a lot less like, I think when you're younger and you're writing music, it's like, how much cool stuff can I fit into this song? Like, all the cool things, all the solos, all the little instrumental parts. Whereas now it's like, what actually serves the song and the writing? What is going to make it something that everyone listens to and understands and relates to, rather than like guitar solo, drum solo, guitar solo, bass solo.
Bass solos.
Gotta say the bass solo.
Actually true, in terms of just like making it more refined almost. And like, I think it's also so lovely how much like collaboration goes into creating music though. Like, I'm always so like admirable of like everyone that I've spoken to, and it just feels like the whole process is so wholesome. Like, I definitely like, you're gonna have like your moments where you have disagreements and like, you know, but
what? No. Us? No, we're like besties all of the time. Yeah, I think that's why we do it, especially that's why you're in a band, right? There's, you know, a group of people that you want to collaborate with. You know, people have solo projects. I have a solo project, and that's just me writing music, and that's cool. But when I think about Coast Arcade, I think about the three people I play with, and that's kind of the cool part of being in a band.
Yeah. Where did the name come from, Clue?
You weren't here for it, were you? So Leo can't comment. Leo wasn't in the band.
I can speculate, but I'll leave that
in. Yeah, I think the Leo and I's band, before Coast Arcade, was called Regira, and don't ask me how to spell it. everyone mispronounced it, like it was such a nightmare of a name. But kind of cool, like Regira sounds cool, but the spelling of it anyway. When I started Coast Arcade, I was like, we need a name that you hear and you can spell, and it kind of sounds cool. I had initially, when we were going to keep Regira going, we wanted to change its name, and we were going to do Blue Arcade. For some reason, I really like the name Arcade in the band. I think it's from, like, Arcade Fire, probably. It's kind of sick. And then we were kind of going through, like, words that just sounded cool. We did, like, salty, salt, bucket, rust, all of those sorts of things that were just cool words, and then Coast is just kind of what we landed on.
Yeah.
So Coast Arcade is.
No, I really like the name. Like, honestly, like,
sweet. That's good. Thank you. Yeah, we're pretty attached to it.
It's a good name, I think. It's solid name.
Except for when people think we're saying like Co-star Arcade.
Like the app, like the horoscope, like
I was thinking like someone's co-star, like in a film. Like, oh, my co-star. And his name is Cade. we've had people go, so like, why? Where did Cade come from? And I'm like, no, Coast. I say Coast like the sea, Arcade like Pac-Man.
I've heard some. I think I've heard someone say Coastal Arcade once.
Yeah, we get that a bit as well. Coastal. Coastal. It's close enough.
Does the job.
Yeah.
No, what you mentioned before about COVID also got me thinking too about like how much music was probably created around like COVID times and like how challenging that was for like artists, even just also influencing their music and like what they were producing, but yeah, how challenging it was as well. Mm. That was just like a little side thought.
Yeah, I think for us it was like, you know, we were also doing high school while on COVID, so the music side of things made it tolerable. If we had just been doing high school work while in lockdowns, that would have sucked.
Yeah,
100%. And it was like a good way to kind of like stay in touch and connect, you know, when you just couldn't really see anyone during that time.
And I guess aside from the gig tonight, what's in store for the future?
Yeah, well, after we wrap up this leg of shows, we are jumping in the studio. And we'll be in the studio for quite a while. We're working on something pretty cool, so we're pretty stoked for it. We've got a single coming out very soon. We haven't announced a date yet, but it's in the next 2 months. So sometime in the next 2 months, we're dropping a monster single, which is like heavy rock. Well, apparently not that rock, but anyway. that's a story for another time. But yeah, no, it's... a cool rock song. So we're excited. We're up to standing on business.
Oh my gosh, that's super exciting though, in terms of within 2024, new Coast Arcade single dropping.
Like, yeah. We're actually hoping to get another two out before the end of the year. So you know, you just have to stay connected.
keep those ears and eyes peeled.
Yep. Like potatoes.
Yeah. Oh, I will. I'll keep them peeled.
That sounds a little bit painful now that I think of it, like potatoes.
It's okay, don't think.
I won't overthink it.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, I feel like, once again, thank you so much for coming in today. It's been a pleasure to be able to have this interview with you guys. And all the best for the gig tonight. I'm pretty sure there's still some tickets available. So if you haven't already bought some tickets, definitely get on it.
And come early to watch the support act.
Yeah.
Because it makes you so much cooler if you do.
That's, you heard her.
Yeah. Thanks heaps for having us.
Thank you.
And yeah, we'll get Highest Heights by you guys coming right now.
Banger.
Keep it locked on Radio 1 91 FM. Stay tuned and stay groovy. This is Highest Heights by Coast Arcade.
Seeds, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.